traffic, weather, sport.
The Mkhuze community in northern KZN says it's been left shaken by the disappearance of an elderly German tourist whose search continues. 71-year-old Elaine McSorley went missing on Saturday after going hiking with her husband to a nearby dam. Police say the 81-year-old man returned to their hotel after complaining about the heat, while McSorley carried on alone but never made it back. Her torn map was found on Sunday, a short distance from the hotel. Local CPF chairperson Bongani Matenjwa says police, search and rescue teams, dogs, helicopters, drones and community members have been searching the area for 5 days now.
The community is shocked and worried because the route she used is commonly taken by tourists and locals. With this tragedy, we want to know what happened to her. She may still be in the mountains or something else may have occurred.
Caesar Water says it's encouraged by the Ilembe District Municipality Council's decision to reject a review of its contract and instead move towards extending the agreement. The utility currently supplies water and sanitation to about 40,000 households in areas including Balito, Shaka's Head, Shaka's Kraal and Shayamoya. Its current 30-year agreement is set to expire in April 2029. Group Managing Director Shaya Misra.
The terms and conditions that the Ilembe district would want us to work on would be something that we'll mutually agree on. And it's still too early to say what the commitments would be. We, you know, based on our interactions on attending the IDP meetings and the mayoral izimbizos, we have a gut feel of what these are, but we would like to hear officially from council what these are.
More than 16,000 people have been killed in armed violence in Haiti since the start of 2022, and the UN is warning the worst may yet to come. It says the human rights situation in Haiti has reached boiling point, with abuses and violence having escalated since March. And
experience the next evolution of cinema.
Streamers didn't kill the cinema star. At least that's according to New Metro, which has opened its new movie house at Gateway Theatre of Shopping today. It's taken over the space that was occupied by Aster Kinakor, which shut its doors at the Umhlanga Mall in May. It's described it as a new chapter with cutting-edge technology, including a 270-degree immersive screen known as Screen X. New Metro's Andres Besson says they're taking the cinema experience to the next level.
This is our first. Is this the last? No. We are earmarking at least another two in South Africa. But world class, you've seen the little sizzle reel that we did for you. You're talking about 4K laser. Johan gave you some really, really technical specs. That is, I mean, 72 trillion colors that comes in here. Imagine the clarity of picture that's in here. The sound system is a Dolby sound system, first in Africa.
Durban 17 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 13, Richards Bay 18.